विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतक श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। विनती कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास भक्ति वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिको श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। श्लाघया चक्षुर्मृतस्मै श्री जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। 7:45 or 8 o'clock ओके। So, recently I gave a lecture. Our Venu was still, that time he was cooking, and today also he is cooking. Topic was, farmer is more important than IT professional. So why you feel like that? Or you think otherwise? Why you feel, why do you feel that farmer is more important?
Because it comes into awareness. Without food, existence will stop. That's the most important.
Without food, existence will stop. Then, any other?
It comes into awareness. It's a kind of vicious duty. And IT is completely different. It comes
to the and he is protecting nature. Then, any
other reasons? There is a good chance for a farmer to cultivate Krishna consciousness, but for a professional person who is a materialistic, it's very difficult for him to take up Krishna consciousness in practice. Farming is like simple living, I think. This is simply living, no thinking.
Any other reasons? Don't know. Anyway, good. You all brought up many points. So all these points Krishna summarizes in one word. We will recite that. Anna Bhavanti Bhutani.
Anna Bhavanti Bhutani.
Parjanya Dhanna Sambhavaha.
Parjanya Dhanna Sambhavaha.
Yajnyad Bhavati Parjanyo.
Yajnyad Bhavati Parjanyo.
Yajnya Karma Samudbhavaha.
Yajnya Karma Samudbhavaha.
3.14. अन्नाद् भवन्ति भूतानि
अन्नाद् भवन्ति भूतानि
पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभवः
पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभवः
यज्ञाद् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञाद् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
अन्नाद् भवन्ति भूतानि
अन्नाद् भवन्ति भूतानि
पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभवः
पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभवः
यज्ञाद् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञाद् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
अन्नाद् भवति भूतानि
पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभवः यज्ञाद् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
अन्नाद् भवति भूतानि
अन्नाद् भवति भूतानि
पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभवः
पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभवः यज्ञाद् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भवः
भवन्ति भूतानि
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि
पञ्चन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
पञ्चन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञात् कर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञात् कर्म समुद्भवः
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि
पञ्चन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
पञ्चन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
यज्ञात् भवति पश्यन्यो
यज्ञात् भवति पश्यन्यो
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि
पर्जन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
पर्जन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि
पर्जन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
पर्जन्यात् अन्नसम्भवः
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो
यज्ञः कर्म समुद्भवः
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः
अन्नात्
अन्नात्
from
grains
bhavanti
bhavanti
grow
bhutani
bhutani the material bodies
parjanyat
from rains anna
of food grains
sambhavah
production
yajnat
from the performance of sacrifice
bhavati
becomes possible
parjanyah
rain
yajnah
performance of yajna.
karma
prescribed duties
samudbhavah
born of.
Translation: all living bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. I'll read part of the purport, that second paragraph. Food grains or vegetables are factually eatables. The human being eats different kinds of food grains, vegetables, fruits, etc. And the animals eat the refuse of the food grains and vegetables, grass, plants, etc. Human beings who are accustomed to eating meat and flesh must also depend on the production of vegetation in order to eat the animals. Therefore, ultimately we have to depend on the production of the field, not on the production of big factories. The field production is due to sufficient rain from the sky. And such rains are controlled by demigods like Indra, sun, moon, etc. And they are all servants of the Lord. The Lord can be satisfied by sacrifices. Therefore, one who cannot perform them will find himself in scarcity. That is the law of nature. Yajna, specifically the Sankirtan Yajna prescribed for this age, must therefore be performed to save us at least from scarcity of food supply. So anna bhavanti bhutani. All living entities subsist on food grains. So why farmer is important? Because food grains. Then farmer is important than we are comparative. Not that farmer himself is important. Even in Varnashram, Brahmanas were considered as important. So ultimately, farmer is not the one who supplies. Krishna is the supplier. But anyway, he is the instrument, right? Farmer is the instrument. So we are all dependent on food grains. So if you see now, the emphasis in the society is not given to produce food grains. Emphasis is not given. People are not encouraged to become farmers. They are encouraged to become engineers. So develop technology, develop softwares, writing programs for software, smartphones, so that people watch pornography. Prime Minister of India wants to put a Wi-Fi in all the villages. In all the villages. You know that he made agreement with Microsoft. Microsoft agreed to put Wi-Fi in 5 lakh villages in India when we went to America. So this is what they think, that we are doing benefit to the country and people of the country. If everyone will start watching internet, who will? Always everyone is in Facebook or WhatsApp, or then who will grow food grains, right? So can you leave eating microchips or some RAMs, ROMs, I don't know what it all is. I'm out of touch with the world. So anyway, in this way we subsist on food grains. And we cannot manufacture these food grains in our IT industry or in the banks or universities. So we have to depend on field production for the process. We have to depend on Krishna's land, and we have to depend on farmers. Therefore, modern society is misdirected society. It is. They don't know proper direction. So what should be done, what should not be done, which direction we should go, what should be emphasized in human society. So, of course, it is not that now people are not getting food. You know. It's there, scarcity is there. Still, by working in IT company, by having lots of paper money, we can purchase food. Someone may think like that. But then quality will go down. Quality of food. Later Lord Krishna explains, purpose of food is Ayu Sattva Bala Arogya. One, it should increase the duration of life. It should purify our mind, existence, sattva. Give physical strength and health. So present day food which is available, even though we may be able to buy by our money, still that will not fulfill the purpose of food. Ayu Sattva Bala Arogya. We see that duration of life is reducing. People's consciousness is not purified by eating this food. And physical strength is decreasing, and health is dwindling. Otherwise, why there are so many hospitals? So young people have so many health problems. Generally, diseases are symptoms of old age. They are not supposed to be in youth. There may be some common cold or something. So, in this way, it will not fulfill the purpose of the food. This Krishna said, this is food in mode of goodness. Food in the mode of goodness fulfills this. In other words, whatever food is available in the society, it is not in mode of goodness. It is. We see people out of greed for earning money, because money has become the main driving force, means of exchange in the society. If people think that I will buy food by money, and the person who is growing food also will think that somehow or other I have to squeeze money, right or not? So then greed for money becomes the principal center. So then hook or crook they will produce something and sell it and make money. So anyway, we are dependent on, even Prabhupada here even says, even those who are meat eaters, they have to depend on food grains. Of course, we see some in the Puranic descriptions also, some Rakshasas, some cannibals, so they just ate meat, you know. There are many such people now also. Now also there are many cannibals. One of the queens of England was like, she relished drinking blood of people. It was not revealed later, it got revealed. Secretly she used to kill them. So like that we see in modern days also. But still they also have to, Prabhupada here he explains. First thing is that meat eaters also eat grains. They may be eating chapati, chicken curry with chapati. So they also eat meat. They also need grains. Even those who only eat meat, just like tigers, lions, there are two-legged tigers and lions. So even they also are dependent on food grains indirectly, because here Prabhupada he mentions that animals eat the refuse of food grains, vegetables, grass, plants, etc. Ultimately, so one has to depend on Anna. So when Krishna says something, no one can refute it. It is irrefutable. These statements are irrefutable. Only due to our misunderstanding, we may not appreciate what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So everyone is dependent on Anna. So now in an urban setting, and Anna is produced by rains, rain. So, and rain comes by performance of sacrifices. So we cannot manufacture food grains. Anyone has manufactured till now? Is there any company to produce food grains? They process food, right, and they put their sign on that, Nestle, Maggie, right or not? So like that, you know, something. So, but they cannot produce. And water, rain. So even though we may be, okay, someone is growing food for us, he may require rain, but we don't need, we will buy food from them. We will live in city. But even in city we need water, right? So we are dependent on water. It's not that. Now in most of the cities, yesterday I mentioned that, there is water scarcity now. So from where we are going to bring water? Are we going to mix H2O and supply water? Is it possible? They may say, oh, we will do in the future, we will try to... We will do research like that, they will say, we will. And in between there was also talk of artificial clouds, you know, artificial clouds and artificial rain. So they would throw some chemicals and that will create clouds, and in this way it will bring. So that project was failure. Anyway, it is failure. Even if they bring also, even if they are successful also, as we know, and it is also stated in Shastra, the solution in this world creates many more problems. Now I heard they wanted to, because heat is increasing in the world, right? Last year heat waves were there. This year also they have predicted some more, just escaped. So they wanted to throw some chemicals to cool the climate, entire environment. Someone in Canada, they made some idea, they brought in some idea. So, but these foolish fellows, they don't understand. They do something and end up creating so many problems. So this is foolishness. That's why Prabhupada in the introduction, he says, humanity is in ignorance. If we are in knowledge, why we are not able to solve the problems of life and problems of the world? That shows we are in ignorance. So, Prabhupada says, no, the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to deliver the humanity from the signs of ignorance, he says. We are all swallowed by the tigress of the signs. Right? So, like that, when Krishna or when Acharyas write something, they don't write anything. Something cooked up from a fertile brain. So we are all in ignorance. So whole modern society works on the principle of ignorance. So solution becomes cause of so many problems. So we cannot produce rain. We cannot produce water. Ultimately we are dependent on Krishna. When Krishna becomes pleased by performance of sacrifices, so then only we get our grains and water, food and water. Now, you see, Srila Prabhupada, when we are in urban setting, so we don't relate where the food is coming from, where the water is coming from. We think that, oh, municipal corporation is sending water, or we get food from supermarket. We cannot relate to it, what is happening. How grains are produced, how milk is coming, how water is coming. So we cannot relate to it. Right? Anyone understands the importance of rain in the city? In fact, they will curse, oh, why it is raining, everything is stopping, all activities are stopping, right? In city.
When in traffic, especially.
Yeah. So they will curse, oh, everything stops because, when rain stops. So they don't understand we are dependent on rain. So Srila Prabhupada used to tell how Christians got converted to communism. Communists used to come to village and they would push these Christians that, okay, go and pray in the church. Oh God, give us our daily bread. So when they went, innocent villagers, when they went and prayed to God, God, give us daily bread. So then they would come back. Then communists would ask them, did your God give you daily bread? So no. Then you ask, oh communist brothers, please give us our daily bread. Then the truckload of bread will come and they will supply. So Prabhupada used to challenge these rascal communists, they did not manufacture grains, right? So a brahmana, simple villagers, foolish villagers may accept this proposition, but a brahmana would never accept it like that, Prabhupada would say. So brahmana means one who knows things as they are. Because satoguna means seeing things, understanding things in their proper perspective, as they are. What is happening, where it is coming from, who is coming from, where the water is coming, who is the source. And tamoguna means exactly opposite perception. Prabhupada therefore he says that tamoguna is a very peculiar condition of the living entity. So conclusion is exactly opposite. So Lord is producing, sending grains and water, but these fellows, they think that, so they become atheistic. So God is not sending, we are manufacturing. So it's foolishness. Very peculiar it is. It's a very common sense, that we cannot produce grains, we cannot manufacture grains, we cannot manufacture water. It's a very common sense, right? But still people in tamoguna, they cannot relate to it. Therefore it is a very peculiar condition. So this is a symptom of gross ignorance. It is. So in Bhagavad Gita there is so much discussion about knowledge and ignorance. What is knowledge? Discerning the difference between what is knowledge, what is ignorance. So in this way, from this we understand that ultimately those who are in city, they cannot remove atheism from their heart. Because you cannot relate what is happening. So that doesn't mean, it's not that just by going to village, Just by doing farming, you will become. Previously in India, there was one philosophy called Karma Mimamsa. So according to them, even Krishna was preaching this to his, to Nanda Maharaj and others. We are Vaishyas, our duty is to product, you know, produce grains, protect cows. Why we should worship Indra like that? Of course, Krishna's purpose was to tell that my devotees doesn't have to do demigod worship. But he used this atheistic philosophy. That simply by putting grains in the... Unless we put grains, Lord does not send the grains. Right or not? Therefore, that karma of putting grains, putting the seeds in the land, is most important. Otherwise, God also will not send grains like that. So this is karma mimamsa philosophy. Karma is most important. Even Lord is subject to law of karma. He is bound to give results when we perform our activities. So this is also atheistic philosophy. So you may be doing farming, but one can be atheistic. But still, so that is closer to theism than being in city. No? So the more we go into urban setting, where everything is like, Prabhupada used to quote that English poet Cowper. So man made cities and God made countries. So Prabhupada used to quote that. So when we are in urban setting, so we go far away from theism, far away from God consciousness, God. Like he brought up that point, that so that farmer is more important. Why? Because he can cultivate Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, more easily than those who are in urban setting. So in this way we go far away from. So just by going to village, it doesn't. So this doesn't make sure that we will become theistic. Like now also there are so many farmers, villagers living there. They are not devotees. But it is closer to theism, closer to Krishna. There is more chances to become more conscious than being in the urban setting. So therefore it is this realization that it is food and water is coming from Krishna will make us God conscious. This is more, so that is more favorable to, so I made point that we cannot remove atheism from the heart in the city, in urban city. And we cannot fully surrender to Krishna because so there are different limbs of surrender, right? Surrender means what? Sharanagati means accepting those things which are favorable to devotional service and rejecting that which is not favorable to devotional service. And rakshishyati iti vat, have conviction that Krishna protect us, will protect us, and accepting Krishna as maintainer, our maintainer, and dedicating everything to him. And feeling oneself meek and humble, understanding perception of our fallen condition. This is the meaning of surrender. Last point is also very important, perception. If we think that we are great devotees, then we will not be able to surrender to Krishna. We cannot take shelter of Krishna, right? So, anyway, the point is that directly, at least directly, two points in this, two aspects of surrender. Krishna is our protector and he is our maintainer. This one we cannot realize in city yet. We think that, our job is maintaining me, our boss is maintaining me, my education is maintaining me, my career, my degree is maintaining me. Not Krishna is maintaining, right? So therefore we cannot fully surrender to Krishna in the city. So Sharanagati, which is ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. So apparently here if you see, karma is the topic of, here, third chapter, Karma Yoga, but still it is connected to Sharanagati, no? Surrender ultimately. No? So, therefore, this thing, how Yajna Bhavati Parjanyo, Yajna Karma Samudbhavaha. So, food and rain is produced by sacrifices. Why sacrifices? Because Lord becomes pleased by sacrifices. So, in this section of Bhagavad Gita, this principle of Yajna is being defined. What is this Yajna? Ninth verse he says, Yajna Arthat Karmano Anyatra. One should perform activity for the pleasure of Lord Yajna as a sacrifice. One should perform our activities as sacrifice. Then what is that Yajna is being discussed from 10th verse to 16th verse. So this is topic of Yajna here. So Lord becomes pleased by performing the sacrifices. Basically sacrifice means what? Simple, in simple terms, acknowledging the gifts of the Lord. That is called a sacrifice. For example, now this, what is that? GHMC in Hyderabad, what is municipal corporation is called? Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation. Here it is BMT, what is that? Brahat, what is that?
BBMC.
Yeah, Municipal BBMC here. There is one more, I think, MP. So like that. If you don't pay, you know, if you don't pay tax to them, house tax, water tax, whatever, if you don't pay to them, then what they will do? They will cut supply. So, in this way, by paying tax, or paying bills, we are acknowledging what they are, you know, facilities which they are giving to us. So this is sacrifices. Means whatever Lord is supplying us, food, rain, water, whatever. So we acknowledge that by performing sacrifices. In the previous verse, that's why those jivas who do not acknowledge, they are considered as thieves. In the 12th verse, not previous verse. And 13th verse, they are considered as sinful. So, and Prabhupada, he says, sinful people, thieves, they cannot be happy. So, in this way, this is sacrifice, yajna. And that sacrifice comes, yajna karma samudbhavaha, Lord Krishna says. That sacrifice is performed by following karma. Karma means here, not any activity, prescribed duty. So, yesterday we discussed, no? What karma, what is akarma, what should be done, what should not be done according to Shastra. So karma here basically means following Varnashrama Dharma, because Varnashrama is a social system divided according to one's guna and karma. Guna karma, vibhagashrama. So our karma, somebody has a karma of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So if you see in the purport, Prabhupada, he explains, the Lord can be satisfied by sacrifice, therefore one who cannot perform them will find himself in scarcity. That is the law of nature. Yajna, specifically the Sankirtan Yajna prescribed for this age, must therefore be performed to save us at least from the scarcity of food supply. So Sankirtan Yajna has to be performed. But this also means other places our Acharyas have explained, and here also in Bhagavad Gita again, it comes again and again that point. That we should follow, Krishna himself says, later he says, I also follow Dharma, I only have made this system. So, it is true, just Sankirtan Yajna, but we don't do Sankirtan like Haridas Thakur, right? We are not just satisfied. Why we need Varnashrama if we have to just do Sankirtan? Because this age is Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Or Kalautadhari Girtanath or something. If we are doing Sankirtana, why we have to follow Varnashrama then? Question may arise, right? Because literal meaning and contextual meaning, if you take this verse, it says Varnashrama. Yajna Karma Samudbhava. And in the Parvat Prabhupada says Sankirtana Yajna. If we do Sankirtana Yajna, why we need Varnashrama? This question may come, right? Why we have to follow prescribed duties? What is your answer?
It creates the favorable situation where we can do Sankirtana.
Probably because, suppose I would say that everybody cannot be like Haridas Thakur, they cannot do so. One by one, dharma is just situated, then that makes the mind and the body, you know, mind, it makes mind peaceful and less problems would come for the body and mind, so that they become favorable and they get a lot of time to do the Sankirtana.
Yeah, yeah. So point is, we are conditioned soul, we have conditional nature. Like we need sex life, right? Not everyone is become joining temple, no? Right or not?
I'm already married.
You are already married. Yeah, point is that we have bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, everything, not only sex life. Right? Eating, sleeping, mating, depending on our bodiliness. We have this material body. We need to eat, we need to sleep. If we don't eat, we will die. If you don't sleep, we will go crazy. Somebody worked 48 hours something in the office only, he was there only eating, sleeping, working there only, and died there only. So someone told me in Hyderabad it happened just recently. So and we need sex life, some of them. So then we need some security, defense, maybe some bank balance or whatever, some grains, food grains, stock of food grains. Previously that was considered as wealth and security. If you have grains, you are safe. Right or not? So, we need, if we want sex life, then what is the process? What is the process?
Marriage
is, what is that marriage is?
Yajna.
And part of Grahastashrama. And Grahastashrama is part of? Varnashrama. Right? So that is the system given by the Lord. Therefore marriage is there. Yesterday also we discussed about purpose of marriage. Similarly, food grains also, if you need, then we need Varnashrama. So, those who are Paramahamsas, they will just chant Hare Krishna. Like when Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, he would day and night he would chant. And when he would become hungry, he would go out and eat some mud and come and go on chanting. And we know Goswami is deluded almost without eating. Right? Like that, Haridas Thakur. So chanting means it is like that. Chanting Hare Krishna means it is like that. Just chant, sit and chant Hare Krishna. No need to run to office, no need to run here, there. No worry about boss, office politics, colleagues, doing politics, nothing. Just chant Hare Krishna. This is the process of chanting. But because we are not on that level, so this system is given by the Lord. So that is eventually come to that level. Purpose is to go to that level. Our goal is to go to that level. But this procedure is given. Systematic. This is called very systematic, organized process of purification. So in this way, Sankirtana is there, and along with that, and there is Vedic Vidhi, that is Varnashrama, there is Pancharatrika Vidhi, that is deity worship. Food is produced, then we offer it. To offering you need deities, deity worship. You will not offer or pray to God. Right? Prabhupada used to criticize these Christians. they would be praying to God, looking towards sky. God, give us daily bread. Whom you are praying? There are birds also in the sky, flying. You know, they criticize deity worship, right or not? Muslims, Christians. But whom you are praying? There should be someone, right? A person. So, in this way, Varnashrama is also necessary. If we are Paramahamsa, no need, no problem. Purpose of Varnashrama is also to elevate us to Paramahamsa, right? So, sannyas, ultimately sannyas, and in sannyas there are four stages. Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivrajaka Acharya, and Paramahamsa. The highest platform one has to achieve, highest goal of Varnashram Dharma is also to become Paramahamsa. That is the purpose of Varnashram. So systematically, gradually, systematically, detaching oneself from material, conditional nature or material attachment, purifying conditional nature and detaching from material attachment. So one, it elevates us to platform of Paramahamsa. So where we can just chant Hare Krishna peacefully, no need of, no disturbance. So therefore, we need to adopt Varnashram also along with, if we want food, if we want sex life, all these kind of things, eating, sleeping, meeting. We have to accept that. We are all conditioned souls. We cannot think that, oh, I started chanting and now I am Paramahamsa. That creates a lot of problems in bhakti. Sergio mentality. Now I am already pure devotee. Sergio's, they think, right or not? So they take it very cheaply, bhakti is very cheap. Or without going through anartha nivritti stage, they already think that, oh, we are elevated saints. So, in this way, farmers are more important than technologians. So we have to develop some sense of respect for them and appreciate them, encourage them. And we ourselves should adopt it, better to adopt that. Krishna and Balaram, they showed by their personal, by their pastimes. Supreme Lord is coming every day. He comes from the spiritual world. And what he does? Every day he takes out cows and calves. I don't know, because of the misfortune of, our fortune or misfortune of devotees in city, Supreme Lord is a coward boy. He is not a CEO of some multinational company. You got the point what I am saying?
Yes.
In city people would have been more happy if God would have been some CEO of some multinational company. But actually it is good. It's not a misfortune. So what Krishna is teaching is for our benefit. It is very beneficial for us. We, in ignorance, we don't understand that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions?
One question. According to Vedas, right, we should do yajna for rain, and the grain should come from the rains. But if you look at China, so they are mostly atheistic, and they are the largest producers of rice and wheat, and I mean, they are producing so much. So what would we...
I told you. You may get something, some white substance as milk. You may produce some white substance as milk and sell it and buy it and drink it. Produce and sell, buy, drink it. You may produce some grains which look like wheat, rice. But are they fulfilling the purpose of food? I explained the purpose of food, right, in the class. You got the point? Actually, they are not producing food and milk. It's just, in the name of food and milk, something they are producing. So So, or in other words, there is quality, sattva, raja and tama. So, we have to, in Bhagavad Gita, purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to elevate us beyond these three gunas, but at least to bring us to platform of satoguna, so that we can make, that is what they call a springboard, you know, in swimming pool you would have what they call springboard. So from there they jump into the water. So satvaguna is a springboard for spiritual life. So food grains means you have to be, that should be in mode of goodness. That is what will fulfill the purpose of taking food. So yeah, I forgot to tell that Prabhupada, if Varnashrama is not there, either you won't have food, or you will not have food which will actually fulfill the purpose of food. Like Srila Prabhupada went to Moscow first time in 1972 on the invitation by Kotovsky, you know, Professor Kotovsky. So one day, Srila, you know, servant Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he went out and he morning and came back in the evening. Prabhupada, where you had been so long? So then he said, I went to purchase some vegetables and fruits, he said. Why so long? There was a long queue, he says. You will get meat there available very easily. But if you want food grains, vegetables, you know, fruits, it is not available there. Why? Because there is no varnashrama. And even if they produce also, it will not quality, it will not fulfill the quality. Because the society which runs on the principle of greed, where there is no sense of duty, oh, I am a farmer, my duty is to produce grains. So there is no detachment from fruits of action. Mode of goodness, action in mode of goodness means he would not be attached to the fruits of action. So just as a matter, as a sense of dharma, as a matter of duty, he does it. So that's a completely different consciousness altogether. What modern society functions on a different level, different consciousness at all. You got the point?
While explaining to others about the supremacy of God, somebody called God is existent, we are children of Him, and we have to go back. So to explain that, sometimes we give the example of this one. Because God is giving so many things, so but we are not returning anything back to the God. So now just in the service, that if we don't acknowledge what He is giving, so we give this deviancy example and all those things. But if we don't acknowledge or return back that access, so the similar way, you know, the God stops giving grain. They mix it with because the God is a supreme lover, and we consider like we are the children of Him. Any father who, if the father is there, he will not stop it, even though children are not recognizing the things what father is doing.
God is not merciful.
Yeah.
God is not loving, all loving. So there is some problem with the Lord. No. Of course, here Lord Krishna, he says indirectly in the later 16th verse, Nityam Yagye Pratishtitam. What is that? No, 15th. Tasmat Sarvata Gatam Brahma Nityam Yagye Pratishtitam. Brahma, Supreme, is situated in the, eternally situated in the sacrifice. So here the main emphasis is on it appears here Lord Krishna encourages demigod worship in this section actually. Later he will criticize them. So reciprocation between demigods and living beings. They are the supplying agents. So therefore, it is not directly Krishna, because He doesn't have anything to do with this material world. He doesn't have anything to do with this material world. So if you want loving exchanges, come to me, he says. You got the point? So if you want loving exchanges, you come to me. There is everything like what you are expecting. So that kalpa vrikshas are there, oceans of milk is there, surabhi cows are giving milk. So this is in connection with material world. And so in the material world, this is how it works. Ultimately, selfishness is the basic principle of the material world. Although Lord is behind the material world and material laws, but still he is aloof, that also we hear. He has nothing to do with this material world and selfishness of this material world. That's what it brings to the point. Lord is selfish, he is expecting something from us later on. That's what it brings. Your question. But Lord has nothing to do with this material world. This whole material world, that's why we say, no? Mother's love is, Prabhupada, he explains, mother's love is considered as is highest in this material world. Still, that is also contaminated. She thinks that in the future, when I am old, this child will look after me. Therefore, I have to love and care. Right? Now. So, whole material world works on principle of... But we should not impose this idea on the Lord. Because he is aloof also. And he says, if you want just pure love, come. That place is also there. But that is not material world. That is spiritual world. There will be no question of even asking for food, asking for material necessities, because this is connected to material necessities. Right? So this is on the material platform, how to workable system of life here, workable model, what will work in the material society. So this process of sacrifice will work. Otherwise, we will be suffering and misery. We will be suffering. So by eating food from China, we will not become healthy, right? Or not? Chinese also, they are going to hospital. They are also having a lot of hospitals. That is not giving ayus approval. Right? Previously, villagers, they never had any diseases. Just before dying, they may get some loose motion or something. Till previous day, they would be working in the land. Like my grandfather. So, just he got some loose motion and he just left body. That's all. Nothing, no suffering. At the age of 75, that too. No health problems. Nothing. They hardly went to any doctors. So we have to rethink on all these things. What's the point, in fact? So work like this and in the end, whatever you have earned, put it in the hospital. What's the point, right? What? Power?
The transformers.
Best.
10 days.
Anything else?
Just by paying bills or just by purchasing vegetables, right? We are giving money to other persons, and you told that it is also a sacrifice, kind of sacrifice. So does that...
No. I am just comparing what is to understand that we are just giving.
Oh, okay.
Giving example.
That does not free the person from sin, right? He has to...
Yeah.
One question.
Karma samudbhavaha. Karma should be there. Not just results. Like that, someone will say, I will maintain slaughterhouses, then I will give money to the temple, like that. But Bhagavad Gita, it says, you have to identify what is the karma also, what is the activity also. Not just results. Mode of action also has to be defined properly.
How it is coming?
Mode of action. How we are earning money.
One question is, Prabhu, like we are working in the company. It is very big building. It is constructed by the workers who have worked so hard to construct that building. And we are just going there, sitting. For me, practically very less work for everybody. Like, we are not doing that much of hard labor, but we are getting so much of remuneration at the end of without any hard labor. So is it we are incurring sin? Because the workers who have constructed the roads, the building...
Yeah, we have to share the karma of exploiting people like that. Because it goes, no pain, so much pain goes. We think that, oh, we are getting lot of money, remuneration, I am not working, sitting. But that doesn't mean that that is helpful for us, for our mind, body. You will get sick by sitting there. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, without work one cannot maintain the body. This means we have to follow, by following our dharma, our karma, you know, in Varnashrama, automatically we maintain our body. But this also means work, you know. So, this also means work. Without work we cannot maintain this body. Body goes on dwindling. For instance, now if you are doing farming, it seems very hard, it is, you know, hard labor. But mind and body consciousness goes on enhancing there. You may sit in office here, but mind, body and consciousness goes on dwindling, you know. You got the point. So, regarding taking karma, yes. So we have to share collective karma.
How to nullify that karma?
We have to follow Krishna's system. Krishna has given system, no, to purify ourselves. Krishna's social system, Krishna's system of occupations. That is in 14th chapter Krishna gave, Prabhupada gave this example of how mode of passion brings suffering and misery. He gave example of constructing skyscraper buildings. 14.16. Yeah. The result of pious activities is mode of goodness is pure. So mode of goodness, result is pure, it is. Now whole modern society works on mode of passion and ignorance. So the results is not pure. That means you have to share the karma, right? So therefore sages who are free from all illusion are situated in happiness. But activities in mode of passion are simply miserable. Any activity for material happiness is bound to be defeated. If, for example, one wants to have a skyscraper, so much human misery has to be undergone before a big skyscraper can be built. The financier has to take much trouble to earn a mass of wealth, and those who are slaving to construct the building have to render physical toil. The miseries are there. Thus Bhagavad Gita says that in any activity performed under the spell of mode of passion, there is definitely great misery. There may be little so-called mental happiness. I have this house or this money, but this is not actual happiness. Like I said, we think that, oh, we are sitting, money is coming freely. But actually it's not. It's not. It's not. Yeah, it's an illusion. What is this? Basic necessities are not there, you know. Good air, good water, good food, you have to... You think that you have a lot of money, a lot of paper with you. These are basic necessities of life, right? So do you think this is happiness? You go and sit and... Just living here, it's just... It's misery. But in illusion, we think that, oh, I am happy, comfortable. job is good. Money can be used in Krishna service. In city you need money to run city centers, preaching in city. So now you may ask question to me that, oh Prabhuji, if you drive away all the devotees out of the city, then who will give money to, how we will run the preaching in the city, how we'll run city centers, how we'll build temples in the city, right? Question. Those who are shifting from material life to Krishna consciousness, they can give money. And those who are serious devotees, they should be out of this whole money system. They should be directly engaged in Krishna service. It's possible to organize it like that, organize our mission like that. Of course, most of you are not yet initiated. I think all of you are. So, so initiated, those who are serious, means anyone who is seriously pursuing Krishna consciousness, they should not be in such environment. No? It's illusion, it is, to think that we are happy. Hmm?
Then speaking to people in office, it's a completely fake relationship. You just have to present somebody in a nice way.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't ultimately give happiness to the soul. Our work also should give us happiness. No? Because this is all, unless we follow Krishna system, how will we happy in that? No? Just very superficial, no? Just to show we are benefiting you, you are benefiting me, but ultimately cheating each other, that's all. No? And this kind of thoughts, behavior, and it doesn't enhance Krishna consciousness. All so artificial it is. Just be natural, whoever we are, just. Therefore so much hypocrisy comes. That's why Prabhupada used to say, no, Kali Yuga is age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Everywhere hypocrisy.
Kali Yuga is the age of
quarrel and hypocrisy.
If we look at it, some industries are like directly engaged in sinful activities like producing liquor and all that. So that's, we are probably, you know, should work in them. But if you look at other industries also, finally the purpose of industrialization is to, you know, have more and more sinful life so that they can enjoy. Like for example, I'm working in a company which is, you know, like making the internet faster. But ultimately what people are doing, they watch movies and whatever, I mean, all the nonsense actually.
We think that, oh, by being in city we are preaching. Actually we are doing more activity against preaching actually. Our time and energy is going against preaching. Somebody wrote an article in, what is that? Dandavatis.com I read. Oh, when I am preaching to people to come out of Maya, but when I am, the work I am doing is just encouraging people to be in Maya. Then he went and heard some lectures and someone encouraged him, oh, you should think that your job or work is for the pleasure of Krishna. Then he put a signboard on the desk in his office. I am doing this work for Krishna every day to remind himself. He is artificially imposing that, oh, I am working for Krishna, I am working. Otherwise, just work for Krishna, no, right? Krishna has told, you know. If you are a Brahmanical nature, teach about Krishna, no? Preach about Krishna. If you are manager and administrator, you administrate, do administration management for Krishna. fight some court cases for Krishna, do some political agitation for Krishna. If you are a Kshatriya. This yesterday I mentioned, this bill was, law was passed, woman, man, woman and can stay together. If we have some Kshatriyas, they should fight against that. Right? Why this is against it? Do some political agitation. We can do some political agitation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did, no? Against Chand Kaji. So Prabhupada writes there and there. All the governments are demonic and people should come under the banner of Hare Krishna movement and revolt against these governments. He says that in the Prabhupada there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if you are producing food, directly produce grains and milk for Krishna, offer it to Krishna, right? Why this artificially, I imagine that I am working for Krishna, working for Krishna. You may give some money, that's okay. So you may give some money, but that's not, no? That's not the answer, sir. That's only part of surrender. It's not full surrender.
Only those who are just
shifting from, you know, material life to Krishna consciousness, they can give money and run city preaching. Serious devotees should not be in such condition. Right or not? So we are doing enhancing our whole energy, time energy goes in, you know, helping materialistic society, advancement of materialistic society. So how much technology we use in Krishna service, how much money we use in Krishna service, how much we are making all these big corporations, we are working for them actually, not for Krishna. We are making them rich, we are making them right.
So if we look at a professor's job in a college also, so
that's also nonsense. Because you have to teach all this atheistic theory, Darwin, Big Bang, and technology. So, teaching means, Brahmana means he will teach Shastra. Prabhupada, he said, he should teach. Even Shiddhi Shastra means Bhakti Shastras. Previously also there were so many Brahmanas. Like, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Navadvipa was filled with the Brahmanas. So, from different corners of the world they had come to study and teach there. But most of them were atheistic. Like I said, just by going to village doesn't, you know, justify being devotee, or means being theistic, you know.
Villages have their own problems. Villages, people so much meddle in each other's life that they screw up everything. Those guys from actual villages, they know what exactly it is to stay in a village. It is horrible, I would say.
Maybe modern day. Traditional setup, there was a lot of community living, people were happy, helping each other. So when Dharma and Krishna is not center, then automatically miseries will come. Now television is the center in the villages also. Greed is the center, right?
Wi-Fi is coming.
Wi-Fi is also coming. This whole modern greedy society, no? Right or not? Greed cannot be, you cannot be happy with greed, right? That, no, I was telling that sense of duty, you know, doing our actions. Previously it was like that. People, they had sense of duty. Then automatically it brings, you know, good cooperation among them, sharing everything. Very happiness, communal living. And anyway, it is better to be miserable in the village than being miserable in the city. Right. of course, why we should, as devotees, we should not purchase unnecessary troubles and miseries. But this is Krishna's system, which is seems like you are not relating to what we are discussing.
Guruji, actually, one day we were discussing the context. We were discussing, like, we were just, this is our thought. Like, in village, what happens is, like, we have a lot of mental misery as well as physical misery. I mean, people will meddle into affairs and will quarrel, fight, and all that. Also, physical misery, I mean, all these, at least technology gives somewhat comfort, even not from the physical miseries. And also, people don't meddle into our affairs so that. We are not happy, but at least we are okay. So this comparison, it's on a brutal, materialistic level. There may be some discrepancies.
There may be some discrepancies, but ultimately happiness is shared, you know, right? You cannot be just happy alone, you know. If you are put with all the gadgets in one room, how long you will stay? Tell me. How long you will stay? For example, you see that, you know, they will always be changing their, you know, programs in their mobiles. They will not remain fixed with one arm. Because you cannot just be happy with like, gadgets. You need people around. That's what Arjuna said. When all these people will be killed, how I'll get happiness? Yesham arte kankshitam yonu. For whose sake we are seeking this happiness? Because ultimately, happiness has to be shared with those relatives who are going to be killed in this battle. That was the argument of Arjuna. Right? I mean, there is saying, no, happiness is shared or something. So, we cannot be alone happy, right? Just like in Western countries, they don't want to get married at all now because this divorce has caused so many difficulties, you know. You have to, once you divorce, you have to pay the fine monthly. What do you have to do? You have to give some monthly,
half of your.
So better they say, they feel that we will not get married, you know, we'll just stay alone, and if you want sex, you can just have some girlfriends, some prostitutes or something like that. But is it a solution? Tell me.
Not
traditional families lived happily, right or not? There was sacrificial women who used to dedicate. So they would serve the family, dedicate themselves. They had so much sacrifice. And men also, being inspired by their sacrifice, they would work for the family. They had children, they were happy. Now what is this? Just like live like cats and dogs. What is this?
These women,
so, it's not a solution. Solution is Krishna's system. There may be some discrepancies. Why have divorce, you know? Just remove divorce. Why you should divorce? Whatever, stay together. So in the beginning it may appear, happiness in mode of goodness appears poison in the beginning, and the end it is nectar it is. And if you don't have any higher goal, then what's the matter, what's the point, you know, whether you
are
what's the point of. First, that has to be defined, what is my, and what is suitable for that, that has to be adopted. Obviously, city life is not suitable, right? That is, village life is more suitable. Like our children, when Gurukula boys, sometimes for something, you know, some sannyasi is visiting city, you know. When we brought our boys, they said, Prabhuji, we'll go back. Badbu aata hai bahut. On bad symptoms. Because they experience good air living there. Once they come to city, they cannot.
But just this normal room also, badbu aata hai
bahut. What is normal?
They go to badbu ka badbu room. This fresh air of city is badbu for them.
Anyway, anything else?